Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about what you do.
My name is Josh. I live up in Portland, Maine, with the Lobsters and the Lighthouses. I taught for about 10 years. And then, at the last couple of years of teaching, I kind of just started developing this kind of brand idea, this fourth dot idea. And from there, it started real simply. I just put some of my artwork on there. People would buy it through the store, signed up with Wix, kept it really simple. After a while, I'm drinking whiskey, playing cards with the boys one night, and my buddy's like, "Your website sucks." And I was like, "You're right." And I was like, "What should I do?" And he's like, "Well, you're an English teacher, write some poems and put poems on there." So I wrote some poems and I put them on the website, and then lo and behold, people started reading them. And I was like, "All right." I was like, "What else should I do?" And he's like, "I don't know, write something stupid." And I was like, "Okay, cool." So I wrote an article about Swamp Thing and I put that on the website, and lo and behold, people started reading that. And then I took a break from teaching for a moment, moved up to Portland, Maine, started doing lobster fishing, was working on roofs, refinishing driveways, electrical, plumbing, driveway, like just pretty much anything I could do. I was working on a driving range, working on a weed farm, a regular farm. So kind of doing anything I wanted. And I kept kind of adding to the website. I had a Swamp Thing article. Then I wrote something about guns. Then I wrote something about love. Then I wrote some riddles. And then I just kind of kept adding. And then my buddy's like, "You need more than just your artwork, like my pottery and my paintings and illustrations and stuff." So he's like, "You should turn some of those illustrations into a t-shirt. I'll buy one." So I took some of those illustrations, turned them into t-shirts. Lo and behold, people bought a couple t-shirts. And then I was like, "All right, this Wix thing's kind of cool. Maybe I'll explore some more stuff." So now I've got coffee mugs, poems, riddles, t-shirts, random stuff. And I've got about, I got stuff on spoons, pottery, health, videos, pineapples, chess, America, just random stuff. It's like my own Craigslist / it's my version of Substack without being involved in Substack. It was just kind of my own place where I could just put random stuff I wanted. And it's just kind of grown. And now I have some clicks on, I have something on education. I've got over 1,000 people reading that. And it's like, that's pretty legit. So it's not a lot. Could be tens of thousands. I am a blip in the internet sphere of the world. I get it. But now I'm in cahoots with the Author House. It's a publishing company to try to like kind of self-publish a book. I'm waiting for them to give me the edits back on my book. So I'm hoping to launch a book here in the next month or two, maybe three. That's the idea. I'd like to have it on shelves and available pretty much everywhere, along with an audiobook before Halloween. That is my biggest goal right now. On top of that, I've written so many poems now that I'm over 200 poems. I need to narrow it down to 150, and I'll probably self-publish a book of poetry alongside my fiction novel, hopefully I'd like to have two novels come out this year. On top of that, I got a couple friends up in Portland, Maine that want to start a podcast. I'm not really sure if I should dive my energy into that as much as I am into my other stuff right now. I have 5 jobs. This is like my little side hustle, but it's organically grown. I haven't spent a single dollar on advertising, on marketing, on any strategies, on anybody's help. I had some lady try to tell me I need to rearrange and change my whole website. And I told her to go shove her hand in the sand like an ostrich. So, it's just kind of like I'm having fun on the internet. I'm just curious, what made you reach out to me specifically, Dan? Because you reached out to me on Twitter.
Yeah. So we always like to talk with e-commerce founders like yourself. And I think it's cool. I think it's cool. It's like, to me, I just think it's like talking to like interesting people that are doing cool things. And I think it's like, I don't know, it's just like, you intrigue me with yourself and what you're doing. Obviously, you have a cool story. I think what I would say, and something that is intriguing for me, is you said that like you guys have never run any ads, right? People have found you organically.
It's me. It's a solo expedition. I'm purely organic. And I'm thinking, maybe I do that blue verified Twitter thing. I guarantee my followers are probably like 4X. Like I've already 10X'd on Instagram this year. And I think once I have the book, I'd like to 10X again on other platforms and I don't know. It's very, very interesting. I'm just kind of having fun with it for the time being.
Yeah, I think actually what's worked for me is like I set a goal for myself. Like I'm going to post a reel every day on Instagram and TikTok and also like tweeting every day. I think it's like if you can like, you know, because we always do like our daily top two, like we'll meet together and say, okay, it's like our top two things that we want to like make sure that no matter what Alex Ramosi talks about this, like that we're going to get done. And like for me, I'm like, I need to put out content every single day
It's a
because like,
job.
yeah, it is a job. Yeah, I mean, there's no, it's hard. I mean, Cosm tries to be consistent. I try to get on him to do it more, but it's hard. It's not an easy thing, you
Yeah.
know?
I'm curious. So, like, I was taking a look at your guys' website and what you guys do at South Lake Consulting and stuff. And, like, I kind of went through all your guys' profiles. It's, crisp website, pretty clean. I don't know if somebody built it or ChatGPT built it for you, but nonetheless, it looks good. but I'm just curious, like, you look at me, I'm small fry, tiny followers. When it comes to analytics and stuff, I got my basic monthlies. I keep them pretty simple. When I dive in and I post extra, my engagement clicks to sales, I'll 10x in the course of a month. If I have a mild February, I go ham on March. I see the difference there. But I'm just wondering, is this that point where it's like wait for my book to get published and then jump in with a consulting company helping me push things, creating a marketing strategy? I'm just curious, like, what you guys suggest, what you think, or if you had like a vision for me beyond my own personal visions.
Yeah, I would say, I always say this, right? And it's just funny because we were just like on a podcast call with somebody earlier. And, you know, they're asking us sort of the same thing. And I'm like, you know, one of the things that, you know, Kasim and myself have noticed is that, like, what's worked for us is like sticking to one thing. Like, for example, like Kasim had a restaurant and now he was doing this. And like, it was just too much, right? Because, like, you're just one person. How many hours in the day do you have, right? It's like, so it's just like if you focus on one thing and say, hey, I don't want to like focus on this, selling like it's like my products and scaling, getting like the word out, like whatever's working, and they become like really, really good, you know, that's like the one thing I think that'll help you scale. But if you're doing like 17 different things at once, it makes it so much more difficult. You know, it's
Oh,
true.
yeah.
It's like, you know, and that's what like what we've seen. 'Cause it's like, you know, it's when you create like a brand for yourself, it's like, what are people gonna look for you for? Oh, like either for your pottery or for your book. I mean, if it can be intertwined, you know, but it's like it's a matter of like saying, hey, I'm gonna be an expert in this niche. And people are going to find you on social media, on, you know, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, wherever you're posting. They're going to see you as this expert at this one thing. And that should be like all of your content should be related to this one specific thing. And I think that'll help you out. I mean, that's, I know it's true. It's hard. It's hard because it's like people are always like, oh, well, I like this and this and this. But it's like, for example, like I can speak for myself, right? I like real estate, I have rental properties, but it's like I don't really like I still have them. I don't really like talk about it or focus on it. But I'm like, if I did, it's like diverse from what we're doing with South Lake Consulting, you know? So it's just like, because there is some overlap for sure. Yeah. I mean, there's software involved with it, but it's like we focus on e-commerce brands. So it's like, you know, that's kind of what's worked for me. I guess, Kasim, if you want to add like your input.
Yeah, in fact, when we started this South Lake Consulting at that time, like what we were doing is we had an experience of multiple things, right? Like a lot of softwares, a lot of different type of softwares. So at this stage, we came to know, okay, we need to make our niche. Like all of our clients were happy. By the way, all of our clients were happy. All of our clients were retaining, were recurring, 100% retention, 100% recurring. We were looking for the thing, what is that we are missing out, because we were saying we can do everything. We are expert of everything. So eventually we came to know, okay, even if we can do everything, we need to make a focus toward one thing. So we analyzed our work, or analyzed we analyzed our knowledge, we analyzed our expertise with the previous work done in the market, we analyzed the market. Then said, hey Kasim, there will be a time when 99% shopping will be shifted on the e-commerce platforms. Like people will not be going to buy anything physical. So I said, seriously. It was shocking for me. Like we usually go out for the grocery. Me and my wife and my kids, we go for the grocery ourselves. We go there and we purchase each and everything for the whole week. And then I said, everything will be shifted on e-commerce. So, well, at this point, we came to know, okay, let's stick towards the e-commerce where we do have our expertise, where we do have our strong grip on it. So at this stage, we shifted on, we not shifted, in fact, we adopted e-commerce business. We are now suggesting and implementing the most sophisticated solutions for this, for the companies or the entrepreneurs who are looking for to scale their business, in fact. So at this stage, because we have developed a lot of tons of e-commerce systems like WordPress, Shopify, but the custom as well. So we came to know, okay, these are the solutions suited for this positioned company. So we said, okay, let's start educating people at what point, what they should do. So we just started over this, and this was the podcast was Daniel's idea. Okay, this can be a good way to deliver or thoughts to the entrepreneurs. So we started it. So
when you look at my account or my website or what I've developed so far, like I'm just curious, like I understand the idea of focusing on one. I totally agree. I've been kind of doubling down on one thing for this month, one thing for that month. So I've been really trying to hone in on the focus like you guys have. But I'm just curious, like, what do I do next? That's a hard thing. So it's like I want to invest in not only myself, but others who want to invest in me as well. So I'm just curious, like...
Well, I would say the first thing is, like, in terms of reach, like I said earlier, just consistency. Like, you know, when you wake up every day, say, listen, I'm going to post at least one thing a day. Or, like, even what you can do, and this is what I've done, is, like, you know, I might sit and record a few videos. Like, videos are awesome. That's, like, what people want to see, I feel like.
Ooh, good, sir. Like, me in front of the camera. I don't know, my man.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not natural. And I think Cosm is less natural than me. But it's like, sometimes, no, but I feel like what's worked for me, honestly, is like when you force yourself to do things that you know are going to help you that you're not comfortable doing, like that's the thing that's like, okay, like that's really going to help you like grow. Not just as a, like, and it's like a person, but also like in business. Cause it's just like, at the end of the day, like I'll tell you like one like other thing. Like for me, I remember like, when we first started this and I was going to like networking events. Like I hate that kind of stuff. I went to the first event. Like, I just want to turn around and leave, but I'm already here. Like I can't. Right. But it's like, I forced myself to like talk to people. It was not the best. Obviously now like it's better.
Dude,
for
it's,
me,
like...
But it's like,
teacher
yeah, just,
symposiums. I don't want to go to them, but they end up being good for you at the end of the day. Like, I don't want to go to those workshops, but they're good. They work.
Exactly. I mean, that's like the way I see it. I'm like whatever your strategy is, like, I would say, if, like, that's in terms of just, you know, from that standpoint, in terms of marketing, like, yeah, we don't spend any ad dollars either. I wouldn't do that. I would not, like, don't waste your money. It's in 2023, you can grow a lot, like, organically. But it's like I said, it's like just find a strategy. And if you're a writer, you know, write it down, you know, post reels, post shorts under 60 seconds and try to put something out every day. Like, you know, or maybe start with 5 times a week or 4 times a week, like set a goal for yourself and meet that goal, or like tweet, like, you know, a certain amount of times per week. It's like once you, and also there's platforms that are free, you know, Hootsuite. I mean, there's platforms, like some are paid, some are free, where you can schedule, you know, like you can, like on a Sunday or something or whatever day, you can sit like for an hour, schedule all your posts. Like you're busy throughout the week, you schedule all your posts on one day. And there, like Hootsuite, I think is like a freemium version. There's like other platforms that are just depending on like what you're using, but like you can do some research.
Hootsuite.
Yeah. We use that, but we have the paid version, but they have like a free version. And then you can just look up like, there can be, I just put it like in the chat for you, but you can look up like their competitors. Like Hootsuite is like the number one player, but like I think some of them, it just like depends on. Zoho Social is actually, I think Zoho Social is free.
Whoa, $100 a month. What?
Zoho Social is free, so you can, I think it's free, but you can just check. I mean, there, you can just Google like social media scheduling platforms. And like some of them might be like free for up to 3 platforms or something like that. So you might do 3 here or like 2 somewhere else. But it's like if you take like a Sunday or something and say, okay, I'm just for an hour, mm-hmm. going to schedule everything ahead of time. And that way I don't need to like, yeah, honestly, for me, it's hard, man, during the day, like to post something. Cause I'm like, I'm in the middle, like I'm doing these calls or like where we have work going on. but I'll schedule things out sometimes, and I'm like, okay, now I know it's going to get posted at 2 o'clock on Tuesday, not even thinking about it, you know? So, I mean, that's something that I think in terms of marketing, like that's a way to do without spending money, but it's like that's what people struggle with. I've seen is like that they're just not consistent. But if you're consistent with putting out content, people will look to you as an industry leader. And I guess, Cosmo, you can speak more about like the website side of things.
I will let you know about a little bit more towards the technical side. By the way, this call was not supposed to discuss these things, but now we are discussing these things, so let's continue with it. So, the thing is, your website, you said you are getting organized, organic traffic, so which is awesome. Like, this is your
Yeah, I'm getting like over 20 countries, visitors every day. Got my weekly stuff, monthly. I mean, I'd love to turn it into more sales, but I mean, at the end of the day, like I break even and I'm happy, and then when I make money beyond that, I'm ecstatic. So it's, it'd be great to live off of it instead of doing my, data job. I'd love to just live off of art and social media and, the internet, but traffic, ugh. The SEO stuff, I think I'm failing. I fill out all this stuff on Wix, but maybe I'm not doing it correctly.
Okay, so by the way, when you're doing a business, I believe what we believe is to reduce the dependencies. First of all, this is the rule. You are the boss. You should have each and everything in your hands. You should have full control over everything. First of all, you're using Wix. Wix is good. But just to test the idea, Wix, Webflow, and there are a lot of other platforms as well where you can just go and generate a website immediately. But all these platforms are for testing the idea. Make something, throw it in the market, see what's the response. And the good thing is you are getting response. You are getting organic traffic. This is something awesome. Like, this is the main point from where success starts. And you have never spent anything on SEO. I can see, like, I know, like, no SEO work is done on it, but
Yeah.
still you're getting orders.
Isn't that kind of
This
crazy?
is
Yeah.
this is crazy, seriously. And this is your this by the way, this is your best point from where you can see, like, okay, without SEO you are getting these things, and see what if SEO is done on your system. So, like, obviously it will be going to increase the reach maybe 2x, even 3x.
Yeah.
So immediately. So your website still have like many problems in SEO related. There are a lot of SEO related problems. And on the other hand, you really need to update the design of your website. Maybe it is good looking for you. Good thing is it is easy to use.
Yeah.
UX perspective is good.
Yeah.
Everything is it just in front of you. Click on it.
Whatever, it's
Go
random chaos.
to
Well, the thing is, like, I have random buttons, like, pineapples. Like, what the fuck's pineapples? It's just, you just click on it, right? Sorry for cursing on a recorded call, but like, so I have one right now. It's written on addictions. I got another one about tattoos, Japanese philosophies. So I've got like another six dots that I could just add. I got
So.
all the images already planned out. I just haven't posted them. I haven't put them up on the air yet. But I'm like, do I create a new page or do I create a, like, what's the difference between creating a page and a blog post? Should I leave Wix and go to Shopify? Should I leave Wix and go to GoDaddy? Like, so I'm wondering, like, yeah, the website design is so simple and fun, but I kind of want to steal a little bit from what BuzzFeed's doing with their design. Maybe my title's like Swamp Thing. Like maybe that should actually say Swamp Thing is the best, character, or like pineapples are the most interesting fruit is what it should say. So I think you're right. It's I need to lead people to the button. It's so simple that it's almost I'm losing because of it. But I'm like when you say like Wix is a good place to test, should I be migrating? Where should I be migrating to?
I believe yes. You should now add this is the point where you should go for your own solution. I believe if you want to go on Shopify, this is good. But what I will suggest is go for a custom one forever, once forever. Like once something is developed, the custom solution, you have the full control over it.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are no recurring costs from anywhere. The only cost, obviously, for the server, for the domain,
yep.
it will always be there.
It's like $15 a year.
No matter wherever you, no matter wherever you go. So So, but once you have the custom solution, everything will be in your hands. You will have the code. You will have the database. You will have each and everything, full control. Whatever you can visualize, you can implement on it.
So you guys, you would want me to transfer from Wix over to you guys on Southlake Consulting. Would I be able to have control of the UI and the UX design through your platform if I was underneath you guys? So it's pretty much the same thing, but it would just be under your guys' consulting group and
no.
You guys, no. Okay.
No. In fact, in our case, let's say we start working on it, then there will be two phases. One phase will be to make a design of the website. Sometimes to reduce the cost, what we do is we find the ready-made design on somewhere over the internet and use it. And if there is no limitation on it, then what we usually do is we engage a designer, a UI/UX designer, and your UX designer will work closely with you. He will find he will extract the requirements out of you. Sometimes we are not good to deliver the requirements properly. We have something in our mind, but we cannot deliver properly. So this is the responsibility of designer to extract the requirements, to get the requirements properly and see whatever you are visualizing, and whatever you are visualizing, place it on the canvas. He will place it on the canvas. He will make some designs for you. Okay, do you like this thing? You can say, okay, this thing should not be there. This thing should be there. Color should be darker. Whatever you want to say. Whatever you can visualize, we can design. Whatever you can visualize, you can design it.
Because now, like I'm the designer. I do everything on my own. I built the whole thing from scratch. I type up everything, all the images, all the links. Yeah, the entire website is me. And then I've had one person do a collaboration, but like it was minimal. I did all the work. So it's like, So I'm just curious, like, would I be letting you say like, oh, like I, if I want to change something on my website, I go, oh, I don't like that. I'm on my phone. I'm checking it out. I'm showing somebody. I click on something. The click doesn't work. Would the process be me emailing a guy and then that guy has to then do it and put in a ticket and then he'll do it?
No, it's simpler than that. Yeah. The way we work is actually through Slack. So it's like a Slack chat or whatever chat. I mean, we do iMessages depending on like what the client wants.
And then I'm like an admin on that, on my website,
exactly.
Slack.
Yeah, because we don't, by the way, it's like one of the cool things about us is like we don't own any of our clients' platforms. Like we're not, like it's their, it's your data. It's your, you know, we don't, because some of these companies like, oh yeah, it's like, it's, you know, our code because we're working on it. Like, no, it's not our code. It's not our idea. It's not our project. It's our client's code and our client's project. And it's like, that's what, you know, people love about us. It's like, you know, because what's like for us, like, we're just like, we view it like it's a partnership for sure, but it's still, it's like, it's your thing. You know, we're just here to help make it better. You know, we're not here to take over what's yours. You know, that's, I guess, you know, one of the cool things is like about us. That's, you know, what, I mean, it's crazy because for us, like how we even started is because 4 years ago, I was one of Cosm's clients, like way back when. And I mean, he built me an app that like was a failure. I never made a dollar, but he's like, let's start this company, you know, and we started about 2 years ago. So yeah, I've known Cosm for almost 4 years, but like, it's crazy. Yeah. Cause I just love working with him. Like we can really, you know, reach more people in the US. So, but yeah, it's a really cool idea, but.
Interesting.
As I said, we have 100% client client age retention, so you can see the example.
Yeah, I was mad at your retention. Yeah, I was like, you know what, I just need to work with you, man.
Yeah, so we started this work. So by the way, answer to your question is, we will give you a CMS from where you can change content, you can change colors, you can maybe add some sections as well. It will have limited functionality, but see, the thing is, we will develop something what you visualized, then you might not have design changes in it. You might have content changes in it, copywriting changes in it. So we will give you a CMS from where you can do it easily. Now, this CMS is not ours. This CMS is yours. Here is the difference. Wix have their own CMS, content management system.
Super simple, super easy to use. I could take my website and make it three times more complicated if I wanted.
Yeah. You got it. So that's the whole concept, by the way. So this is how a custom solution works. So where you can add as many products as you want. You can place as many data as you want. You are going to obviously bear the hosting cost. So if there are a lot of customers, maybe Wix is gonna hit you a lot. But you're on your own server, like if you are using, let's say, AWS or any of the other server, they are not gonna hit you cost that crazily. Weeks will be going to cost you. So there are a lot of things, and like on Wix, you are dependent on Wix. You even cannot get this website out of it and can use it somewhere else. So yeah, that's the USP of you can say the custom solution where you have 100% control.
Right. And I would say too, it's like, it just depends like on your goals. Like if you really want to scale, like Wix is, you can't have any mobile applications. Like we have like lots of clients that have mobile apps for their brand, you know, and they'll send push notifications. Hey, I just got these new products, or hey, it's 4th of July, save 10% today if you shop within this 24. Like, you know, and this helps them grow. And with Wix, it's not possible. So it really just depends on, you know, what the goals are for scalability. But it's, you know, like Kasim said, it's like having the custom solution, owning all your own data, owning everything, you know, uploading as many blogs, if you're doing videos, if you have long form, short form videos, you know, newsletters, like you can, there's no limitations, you know, and you're not paying additional fees for storage. Like, you know, and with AWS, like the thing is, it's like, you know, once your company really scales, like, yeah, they're going to hit you for more fees. But at that point, you're making millions of dollars, you know. So it's like, if you're paying that much in fees, like, it's because your website is really big. But it's like early on, obviously, it's not going to, you know, be like, you know, as much. But, you know, once you're scaling, it's sort of what it is. But I would ask you, I guess, in terms of, you know, I think you mentioned like your book, right? So I guess, you know, those are your like, what is like your number one priority, I guess, besides that, or just in general for your business, and then and like in the next like 6 months before the end of 2023?
No matter what, I want to break even every year. That's it. I just want to break even. And that in itself is, okay, the money I spent on paints, I'm going to make that money selling paintings. The money I spend on going to the pottery studio and throwing pots, I want to be able to sell those pots to make enough money to break even, so that my fun activities, the joy that I have fun when I'm writing and creating and making pottery and painting, I want it to pay for itself. It's like, you know, like everybody's like, oh, I would love to fly planes. Well, it costs a lot of money until you can start doing commercial flights and charging people. And then you can start making your money back, right? So there's always that upfront cost. And then at the end, you make that money back. Just like this book, there's upfront cost for editors. And then there's upfront cost for, you know, getting the printing done. And then from there, hopefully you make your money back. Just like there's an upfront cost if I'm going to do an audiobook. Great. Well, I'm either paying a voice actor or I'm doing it myself. And I'm also the upfront cost of time. So it's like, I want to always make sure that when I do something, I always make that money back. I start a website, I pay for the yearly subscription. Let's say it's $500. Well, I need to make $500 in coffee mugs, t-shirts, and just general artwork on the website in order to justify keeping the website. Always break even. I don't need to be mega in the greens, 10x what I invest, but this is just a pet project for fun. You know, I'm a real estate agent. I work at a club. I do teacher licensing out of Washington, D.C. You know, on top of that, I do contract work and construction. This Friday, I'm working at an event. On Saturday, I'm laying concrete. So it's like I'm working 7 days a week. This is like my side thing. But I'm starting to realize, all right, I got the book coming, hopefully the second book coming, and a couple of things in the pipeline for this website. For like my 6 month goal is to kind of like clean up that interface a little bit on the front page design, and then figure out how to make this book break even on editing fees and publishing fees. That's it. And I'm wondering, like, I think Quasim's your advice for maybe a little bit of interface, you know, redesign for the, you know, my UX is kind of nice, but my UI is kind of garbage or whatever you want to say, however you want to anachronize it. Nonetheless, I think that will be a nice little change that I need to implement here in the next 2 months. And then from there, it's like, do I verify on Twitter Blue and then just start hitting it hard with consistency like you were suggesting earlier, Dan? And I'm wondering if that's maybe my next move. So it's I've got it mapped out for the next 6 months, but the consistency part sucks. And it's like you wake up to 118 emails and it's like, I wanted to finish this workday early, but it's not going to happen. I'm not going to finish till 7. And then I'll go to my sister's birthday party late, but whatever.
Well, I'll just say one like last thing before we wrap it up. It's that, yes, you know, your story is really cool. Like the fact that you're doing all these different things, like you have a lot of value to offer, you know, because it's like most people, you know, like you're teaching, you're doing construction, you're doing real estate, all these, like to me that, like this website, obviously, like, that's interesting, you know? So when you're tweeting, when you're starting whatever content you want to put out, whatever platform you're using, just think about that, because all of your experience every day, working every day, is a lot of amazing value. So just put that out there, you know, put your thoughts out there. And I guarantee you that over time, people will be reading it and they'll be engaging with it more. So
I love your optimism and your compliments.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for your time. It was an honor to have you on, and let's keep in touch. And yeah, I mean, if, you know, in the future, if you ever are planning on, you know, updating like your website, or if, you know, if we can help you out or be of service to you anyway, we'd definitely love to work with you whenever you're ready. And yeah, let's just keep in touch. And thanks again for joining us.
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks for your time, gentlemen.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Bye-bye, Josh.
Cheers. All right. Bye.